KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 46 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with showers developing, a high of 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by The TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In the news, one person was arrested recently on a drug charge in Creston, while two others were arrested on theft charges. Creston police say 30-year-old Sarah Lynn Abel of Creston was arrested Friday afternoon for possession of a controlled substance, first offense. Abel was later released on bond. Saturday night, 40-year-old Shelby Lynn Weiss of Creston was arrested at 806 Laurel Street in Creston for theft in the third degree. And Sunday evening, 39-year-old John Michael Burgoyne of Creston was also arrested at 806 Laurel Street for theft in the third degree. Weiss was released on custody on bond, while Burgoyne was being held in the Union County Jail on a total of $7,000 bond. A semi-tractor trailer caught fire Saturday morning on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. The road was closed eastbound for a time near the 54-mile marker, while Marnie and Atlantic firefighters battled the blaze. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon said it's believed the fire, which was reported around 6:50 a.m., started with an overheated tire. The trailer was loaded with various food products. There were no injuries reported. The Sioux City Police Department has named its first liaison to the LGBTQ community. The Sioux City Journal reports the department has announced Officer Brooke Davies has taken a position to promote communication and cooperation between the police and individuals who identify themselves as either lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or questioning. Davies joined the police department in August of 2012 and is currently assigned to the Special Traffic Enforcement Program. Chief Doug Young says the position is an extension of the department's community policing approach, which attempts to build relationships with people in local neighborhoods. He says it's a move other police departments around the country have also made. Authorities in southeast Iowa have arrested three men suspected of passing counterfeit $100 bills. Two of the men were arrested Saturday morning at a Shopko store in Burlington. Police say employees had noticed problems with a bill one of the men had tried to use in a checkout lane. A third man was arrested later in the day. Police say 51-year-old Curtis Davis of Tampa, Florida, and 32-year-old Joseph Wilcox of Chiefland, Florida, are charged with forgery. 27-year-old Dander Smith, also of Tampa, is charged with marijuana possession and interference with official acts. Police Lieutenant Greg Allen said investigators suspect the men have passed counterfeit $100 bills in several states. The city of Cedar Falls is halting its removal of healthy ash trees to consider treatment alternatives in the wake of destruction by an invasive insect. City Director of Municipal Operations, Mark Ripplinger, says that he recently suspended the removal of the healthy ash trees after learning of advancements in treatment of trees infected by the emerald ash borer. Ripplinger said his staff will present a plan on May the 1st to the city council to allow property owners to treat ash trees in the right-of-way adjacent to their property at their own expense. So far, the city has removed about 900 ash trees. As we move into spring and the weather warms up and leaves start popping out on the trees, a destructive pest is also emerging from winter and putting some trees in danger. Iowa Department of Natural Resources Emerald Ash Borer Coordinator Mike Kittner says you should start thinking about protecting your ash trees.
Mid-April will be a great time for people that are around zones that have emerald ash borer to start thinking about protective treatment.
Kittner says some very effective treatments have been developed if you want to try and save your tree.
There's a variety of treatments available, both to the homeowner and also as a professional. The professional treatments are kind of generally more geared towards larger trees, so anything above 20 inches in diameter at breast height, which is 4.5 feet off the ground, those trees should really be treated by a professional.
And you said you should plan now so you don't miss the optimal window for treatment.
Studies have shown primarily that treatments are best done in the springtime versus fall, and you just really need to talk and learn, you know, from your provider what options are best for you.
The DNR doesn't have a list of preferred treat doctors. Kittner's advice is to ask questions and do a little research to find the one best suitable for your needs.
It's like anything else with your house. You know, if you're getting a new deck on or whatever, you know, call around, check around, go with references. Just do a little homework on who you choose and make sure they explain to you, you know, why they're doing it and why is it going to work.
The state is also taking action on to combat the emerald ash borer. Kittner says for the first time last year, they released wasps that are the enemy of the beetles to try and kill them.
Those should be gearing up in about a month or so. We'll be you know, starting the releases for 2017. And as time goes on, you know, probably more and more sites will be added for the parasitic wasp.
There are confirmed EAB infestations in 45 out of Iowa's 99 counties. Well, fire officials are blaming a malfunctioning hoverboard for a fire that damaged an Urbandale apartment. Des Moines television station KCCI reports the fire was first reported at around 10:40 a.m. Friday at the Ambassador West Apartments. Urbandale Fire Chief Jerry Holt says the fire started when the hoverboard started spewing sparks. Fire officials say the fire was contained to the first floor. No injuries were reported. Hundreds of thousands of the two-wheeled toys have been recalled after dozens of reports of them overheating, burning riders, and setting property on fire. An Illinois man has been charged with committing sexual abuse on a child in Fort Dodge. The Messenger reports a 21-year-old Duane McGee of Chicago has been charged with first-degree sexual abuse, second-degree sexual abuse, and child endangerment causing bodily harm. If convicted, he faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison. Police say the charges come after police were called to Fort Dodge Hospital, where a child younger than 12 had been taken. Doctors say the child had been physically and sexually assaulted. The injuries included a broken leg. McGee was ordered held Friday on a $300,000 cash-only bond. A man shot by police during a December standoff at a Home Depot in Bettendorf has pleaded guilty to several charges. 19-year-old Joshua Price of Bettendorf pleaded guilty on Friday to second-degree burglary, false imprisonment, and assault. He faces up to 12 years in prison, but prosecutors have recommended a suspended prison sentence and supervised probation instead. Authorities say Bettendorf Police Lieutenant Kent Keeshan shot Price on December 19th inside the store. Police say Price was suicidal and had taken the store manager hostage before ordering him to evacuate the store. Police say Price released the manager before the confrontation with Keeshan, who had ordered him to drop his weapon. Authorities say Price was carrying only an airsoft gun that looked like a real handgun. Two people have been killed in a crash of a small plane in eastern Iowa. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office says the two were the only ones on board the single-engine aircraft that crashed Friday afternoon shortly after taking off from a private airfield in Oxford, which is about 15 miles northwest of Iowa City. The names of the people that were killed have not yet been released. Sheriff's officials say an emergency call reporting the crash came in shortly before 3 p.m. Friday. The plane was on fire when the first responders arrived. They don't know the cause of that crash or where that plane was headed at last report. And police in Shenandoah are responding to a reported assault Saturday evening in the 700 block of Church Street. Ended up arresting a 16-year-old male on numerous charges. The teen was arrested at around 6:30 p.m. when during the investigation he became involved in a physical confrontation with officers. The juvenile was charged with two felony counts of assault on a peace officer with a dangerous weapon, three counts of interference with official acts resulting in bodily injury, serious assault, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The juvenile was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs and held pending further legal proceedings. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.